Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, all I know is that this is alumni weekend, and one of the things that they wanted to do was they want to honor one of the iconic players of the Washington football team, and Sean. And I think that's really cool. I really do. I think it's long time coming for what he has meant to a lot of people, to a lot of fans, to a lot of players. But one of the neat things about doing it during the alumni weekend is a lot of his former teammates will be there as well to help honor him. So I think it's something that is really cool. And, you know, how it came about, you know, it's something that's been planned.
That's Ron Rivera meeting with the media, addressing the Sean Taylor turmoil as it is a cool thing, and it is a good thing, and it's overdue, and it's great that they're retiring his jersey. So give this staff credit, because the last one didn't, for whatever reason. Mm. They didn't retire any jerseys, by the way.
Yeah.
How dumb is that?
It's incredibly dumb.
You're not allowed to wear them. That was even dumber. It's not like, oh, we don't acknowledge that these people played, and we just use their jerseys. No. You can't wear their jerseys, but we don't retire jerseys.
Yeah, hi, I'm a rookie. Can I wear 44? No. Can I wear 7? No. Actually, you got to call Joe and see if that's the way to do it. She's
what
so
an awful
stupid.
Remember when they put Joe Theismann in that spot?
Poor
when
guy.
When Dwayne Haskins, who stunk, had to call him up and ask him if he could wear number 7? And Joe Theismann had to say yes. Because imagine if he didn't, by the way. Can you imagine all the people that would have crushed him?
Of course.
After the number 15 overall pick, the league done messed up. Calls Joe Theismann. By the way, the only person that done messed up was Dan Snyder.
Yeah. Okay? The only thing I wanted to talk about was how it was so ridiculous the team put him in that spot. Joe, I mean.
The league done messed up. No, Dan Snyder done messed up. Okay, let's leave it there.
Would a bonus track of Ron Rivera's album be Yacht Picks? You remember when Dave Matthews Band had
it? Why would that be a Rivera?
But it's a special secret track. So, like, Dave Matthews Band had an album, and it was, like, track number 99. You had to, like, do this extra fast forward for Saturday, that dumb song. Maybe that's, like, a super hidden bonus track from the label.
But if all the other songs on Rivera's album are Rivera's songs,
right?
You're just adding a track that isn't his song.
A special, super hidden bonus
track. Shouldn't he have to deal with the song? He's not performing in that song. It's just someone else's song.
It's someone else's on the label.
They do that?
Very rarely. No, not really. But I'm kind of making up our own hypothetical album.
I'm gonna vote no on this. I think the albums have to stick with what. These are Ron's greatest hits. And if you guys don't know, we've already got one song on the album. The song is called Guys.
Guys.
It was first performed live this week. And I got to be honest, stadiums are already being sold out to see Rivera perform.
Well, you guys really want to go there, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Guys.
Everybody!
Guys.
Guys. Well, you guys really want to go there, don't you? Guys.
So, weird bit in the Hooray household.
My kids, mostly my youngest son,
loves to have a little dance party before bedtime. It's like a weird thing that we do. So he picks a couple YouTube videos or whatever. And he went through a phase where he loved LMFAO. Again, you probably have questions. I don't have good answers. But that was one of the songs that he loved to dance to.
Really?
So the real one, like where Lil Jon, Little or Lil? Lil Jon is just yelling out various shots. He's just like, three wise men, and like different things that you can, someone could consume alcohols. I got to come up with the phrases that they're yelling in between the guys, verses.
Guys,
you know, it's
guys,
like,
guys,
yeah! Yeah! Like miscommunication, not pass off routes, like whatever they are, like as they're yelling to each other. Thank you, Lil Jon.
Thank you, Lil. We appreciate you. I believe we've got Gabe Taylor on the line with us right now, joining us on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Safety at Rice, little brother of Sean. Gabe, what's up, man? You're on Grant and Danny in D.C. How are you?
What up, what up?
Hey, so we know that you're traveling, so appreciate you making a couple minutes. You tell us. I mean, you guys play UTSA, right? You're on the road right now. Are you on a bus, or where are you headed?
Yeah, we play UTSA. We're on the road right now.
Nice, man. How's the season going? How you feeling? Like, what's going on?
Right now, I'm getting back on the bus. Just made a stop at Bucky's, and we're feeling good. I'm feeling good right now.
Nice, buddy.
I looked up the numbers. You got a bunch of tackles. You got a pick. It's just cool to see. I remember when everything tragically happened with Sean. I mean, you know, his family, everyone's all grown up now. His daughter and you, everyone was just very, very little. I mean, what do you remember about your brother's legacy and just – being able to follow in his footsteps and play safety now, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. You know, watching him and now from the sideline now, I'm really on the field college. And growing up, time's moving very fast. And right now, I'm just really trying to make the most of it.
Because I imagine guys that are around my age now, I'm in my 40s, are now kind of your coaches, right? And people that are around and adults, how much do they tell you about him as a player and what he meant?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Just saying, how older folks, guys like my age now in our 40s who are probably coach age, et cetera, how much do they tell you about him and what he was as a player?
I hear that all the time about how he's a hard worker and his dedication to the game that he loves so much, how much time he put in and stuff like that. And they just say, keep doing what you can do, and one day you'll get there.
You played at Gulliver Prep on a field that was named after your brother. I mean, was it always your whole life, like every time you took the field to play football, everyone knew who you were and knew who you were related to, or did you just kind of get to blend in a little bit at some point?
Well, they knew who I was. They knew who I was. I knew that going back on the field, they knew who I was. And just representing just him, his name on the field, so I have to go out and do what I can do.
Gabe, what do you know about this weekend with the Washington football team honoring your brother? Like, what did you hear? What did they reach out and ask you guys? Just take us into that conversation.
They wanted my family to go out and to go represent Sean in his honoring of his number retired, and I heard about all the stuff on the side, social media, but I don't really want to come out. I don't even be in that place right now about the short timing of it. So that's what I heard.
Yeah, and that's, I want to let you know, kind of in D.C., the way the fans have reacted is they're sad because a lot of them want to go to the game, and they found out about it last minute on Friday. So a lot of people were wondering like how it was all put together. But how long, you've known about it for a while, I'm guessing.
No, I have not heard about it for a while.
Oh, okay. When did
I did not know either.
So when did you find out?
I found out probably, I'll say like 4 days ago.
Okay, and
4 days ago.
Who told you about it?
My dad.
Pete?
Correct.
Okay, and so Pete found out from the team, I guess, or did he know before that and he didn't tell you?
I really don't know. He just told me that they'll be holding Sean's number retirement. And that's all I really know right there.
Gotcha. Are you going to make it? Are you going to be here?
Correct. I will be in Washington after this game.
Awesome. That's awesome. So what's the logistics like for you? Play tomorrow. You're literally playing a college game at safety, wearing your brother's number. I mean, the facially, you look, it's amazing. It's like seeing Sean again, just looking at the picture right now on the Rice website. It's awesome. You guys have such a brotherly look to you. You tell me, though, man. I mean, like, you get on the field, you play, and then how do you get here? How does it all work?
I play, the game ends. I go with my parents. We drive to Austin, and if I'm not mistaken, I fly to Washington the same day, or I wait till Sunday morning and fly.
Okay, gotcha.
But I will be there.
Love it.
Very cool. So
you know, people are jacked up, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, the people that are there can't wait to see you guys. I want you to know that. Like all of the controversy and stuff, it's just because people are sad that they found out about it, but people are thrilled that this is happening. They've wanted this to happen for a long time. Your brother is super special to this fan base.
Yes, sir. I'm already knowing.
What does that mean to you ultimately, that the organization's doing this and that you guys are going to be able to make it up for that? And as Grant said, so many fans want to be a part of this thing. What does that mean?
It means a lot. You know, Washington, like a second home. I'm excited. I'm proud. I can call my brother. I can say that my brother's number is retired in the NFL, and I'm just excited overall.
Cool, man. Well, hopefully we'll get to see you over at the stadium. I don't know how this all got happened or how it all got thrown together. It sounds like there's some confusion maybe on your end a little bit too, but it's a cool deal in the end. It's awesome. It's happening. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, good luck tomorrow too, man.
Yeah, go get yourself a couple picks, man.
I got you. Thank you.
Do you put anything still, like anything? Anything to represent Sean? Like, do you have anything that you wear or anything like that when you play?
26. That's his number. 26.
All right. I like that. I don't know if you, like, did a little tape like he did on the helmet or something like that.
Nah, nothing special.
All right, cool. Well, have a good game, man. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, you got it.
See you, buddy.
Remember when Sean Taylor would wear the tape on the helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite.
And he moved on from the gloves to tape his fingers individually. You know what I'm talking about? There's tape on the index finger, and there's tape on the middle finger, and the ring finger and the pinky finger, and now he's hunting.
Now, my favorite thing was when he would tape just like 100 pieces of tape, and he would get fined for it.
Yeah.
Like all over his helmet. Uh-huh. I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. So what his brother just said, though, is they just found out.
Yep.
So take that for what it's worth. Now, again, the team could say this was a surprise that they didn't want to tell them about until the last minute. But I even asked a bad question because I'm like, so you've probably known for a while. And he's like, I did not know for a while. And then clarified that he found out. He speculated.
He said 4 days.
4 days ago. So that would have been 3 days before we found out.
Yeah, that's Monday.
So that would have been Monday. And his dad called him, Sean's father as well, Pete, to tell him that we're going to D.C. because your brother's jersey's getting retired. So if they did plan this months ago, they did not tell the family until Monday, according to Gabe.
But we were going to surprise them, which doesn't... But again, you surprised them 3 days in advance? You surprised them 4 days? Like, that's not how surprises work. You know, like you surprised them...
That's actually
them.
A good point. Like, if you're going to surprise them, you would just bring them down on the field for the ceremony, and then you say...
Surprise.
Surprise, his jersey's being retired. You don't call the Monday of the surprise on Sunday and say, by the way, your surprise party is on Sunday.
Yeah, we want to make sure you're coming because there's a big surprise for you. Here's what the surprise is. Surprise. They're already rededicating Sean Taylor Way. They knew that. That was out there. They already had something going with the alumni weekend. That was out there. So that's been planned in the works for a while. That's not how you would do a surprise in any shape or form. So that's... It's kind of just hard to quantify all those things.
If you guys want to react to that, you can do that next. 800-636-1067. Supposed to catch up with Santana Moss in about 20 minutes at 6 o'clock. I am surprised by that development, I will say. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.